You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Today, a young princesses, Elizabeth and Margaret, the future queen and her sister, persuade their parents to go incognito to the celebrations happening all around London and so forth. And so they lose their useless chaperones. Margaret, the more willful of the two, goes off on a spree, and Elizabeth must find her. During that time, she falls in with an AWOL airman, and she gets to sort of have she gets to go slumming and see things that she has never seen. And there we have it. Just to give you some details, I would say this one, Common Sense Rating PG-13, is directed by Julian Gerald. Sarah Gadden is in it, Emily Watson's in it, Jack Rayner's in it, Rupert Everett, and there you have it. And it is fun, and it is rather frothy, and yes, a similar event did occur, but this is mostly embellished, and what is the harm in that?
All right, so
we get to see the princesses and the future queen has some revelations about the life of her future subjects, and we get to have a bit of fun there.
Cool. Very. Everybody loves. This is contemporary, or you said it. You said the movie is in the theaters, but it's focused on contemporary figures, or.
Yes, May. Okay. It's on May 1945, Victory in Europe Day.
Oh, no, yeah. It's okay, so we're talking about the 20th century. Yeah, okay, so, all right, so we're getting a little period piece there. That's cool. And the Brits love to focus on the royal family, and the American culture still loves to do that as well, so I guess it's something that everybody...
Well, you know, I mean, this if this is your thing, you know who you are, and if it is, you will not be disappointed.
There you go. All right, sir. Appreciate it as always, Mike. Yeah, we've been doing this for, like I said, about 2.5-3 years, and hopefully we're going to keep doing it and giving people some interesting titles to watch when they have the weekend time. So thanks so much for the last 2.5-3 years, and look forward to the next one.
Certainly. Me too.
All right, have a great time. Thank you, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Friday.
Bye-bye. Bye. Mike of the Movies, good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, giving us three good films to check out. And use that so you're making the right choices for your cinematic dollars and your cinematic time. It is 8:56. We are going to take a break. And we will be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntonChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes.
The broken heart, it's hard to see in a crimson love, so hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night to the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun, your every wish.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The father of the man suspected of carrying out a mass shooting at an Oregon community college says he's as shocked as anyone. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with the reporters last night.
Any questions right now? I don't want to answer any questions right now. Obviously, it's been a devastating day.
Mercer's son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at Umpqua Community College yesterday morning. The heavily armed man died in a shootout with police outside a classroom at the college in Roseburg, Oregon, about 3 hours south of Portland. The Pentagon says the U.S.-led coalition will keep up airstrikes with ISIS targets in Syria. Russia muddied the waters this week with its own airstrikes in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says U.S. commanders are doing all they can to communicate with Russia to avoid mid-air collisions. The Cleveland Cavaliers are making sports history as the first team to show practice live around the world on Facebook. This is USA Headline News.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the L.C. Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent, right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome to Staples. Hi, I need supplies for my business, and I'm on a budget.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the things you use most.
How long will these everyday low prices last?
Well, I mean, they're every day, so...
For a limited time only?
Well, no.
Void where prohibited?
No.
Member FDIC?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices on the things your business uses every day, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Several states of emergency have been declared along the East Coast ahead of Hurricane Joaquin. USA's Joe Gomez reports.
New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia are all in states of emergency as Hurricane Joaquin barrels towards the northeast. Joaquin is now a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says his state is already dealing with flooding from a separate storm, but wants to be ready for what may come.
We are going to see flooding throughout the Commonwealth over the next 36 hours. We already have flooding in the Commonwealth. We are monitoring the situation, preparing for landfall, the potential here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have mobilized the National Guard.
The White House is keeping a close eye on the hurricane.
The President received an update today from his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, about the forecast for Hurricane Joaquin.
Presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest says FEMA is ready for what's around the corner. I'm Joe Gomez.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It makes the whole operation practically an unethical operation.
In a Capitol briefing, Pelosi says House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy made a stunning admission about the committee and Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton this week. McCarthy said the Benghazi committee has helped damage Clinton's poll numbers. Pelosi called it evidence the committee was set up for partisan political purposes. A new app called People, spelled P-E-E-P-L-E, will soon allow users to rate and review people. The app is described as Yelp for people. I'm Joe Gomez, USA Headline News.
Hunnan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunnan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnan, HunnanChamberRadio.com.
It's 9:04. It's time for Hunnan Chamber Radio. Weather 49 degrees in Flemington. It's raining, 100% chance of precipitation. Rain likely today for Friday, October 2nd, 2015. A high near 55. Winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Rainfall around a half an inch. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Cloudy with periods of rain and a low of 46 tonight. Winds northeast to 15 to 25 miles an hour. 100% chance of rain. A half an inch of rain is expected. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Saturday, rain or showers early. Increasing winds and cloudy skies later in the day. 56. Winds northeast to 20 to 30 miles an hour. Winds could gust occasionally over 40. Chance of rain 80%. Cloudy skies on Sunday. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, 64. Sunny skies and 69 on Monday. Few afternoon clouds, 72 on Tuesday. And Wednesday the 7th, except for a few afternoon clouds, sunny, 73. Temperatures in our area, 48 at the county complex, 51 in by Voorhees High School, 50 in Raritan, 49 in East Amwell, 48 in Kingwood, 50 in Stockton, 53 in Alexandria. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunterin. Celebrating our 4 years and got somebody special in the room with me. But wait a minute, we gotta get his theme music going here. And it's the Prez. Chris Phelan is on the show with me, and I love the story of why that theme song became yours, and it's because of the Phelan. And your last name, Phelan.
There you go.
And Natalie was the one that realized it. Did Natalie realize it yet?
She did.
Okay,
she did.
It's funny.
She realized it. So, well, I just wanted to come on and thank you, Chris, and congratulate you and
thank you.
The station on this very historic day. Kind of exciting to celebrate your 1,000th show and entering our 4th year as Hunnan Chamber Radio. Hitting that milestone has just been
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Definitely amazing. And you and all of the hosts, I mean, and advertisers and supporters and sponsors have truly made this station what it is today. And I really look at it. We're just at we're kind of ending chapter one of
right.
the book of Hunnan Chamber Radio. There is so much potential on the horizon and so many things in the works that are going to just, I think, continue to raise the bar and propel us forward. So we're very excited.
Well, we made it viable, and let's just rehash just the theory and the goal behind the whole thing. At the time when it was started, it was just at the time when people started realizing that apps were on phones and apps were starting, or in Wi-Fi was showing up in cars.
Right.
And now it's rhetoric. We know it all the time.
It's true. So that technology was something that 4 or 5 years ago, actually 5 years ago, when we started the the conversation about it.
Right.
You know, really, a lot of people looked at us like we were a little crazy, you know, at the end of the day. And it is becoming a little more commonplace. I'm going to be excited, I guess, when I remember you sharing an article at some point over the next year or two. Many of the cars are going to have an internet platform as standard as AM, FM, and XM in their car. That, you know, well, that'll be the next evolution out there. I think the other heart and mission and goal of this, as it is of the Chamber of Commerce, is all around, you know, that awareness, that buy local, buy Hunterdon concept.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the heart of our three principles of the radio station, business, talk, and community. We are trying to make this, you know, as local as we can, representative of all facets of the community, trying to bring local information and local resources and local businesses, you know, and nonprofits and organizations all the table. Mm-hmm. It's a platform that, you know, I think many have taken advantage of. You just look at the list of, I'm sure, organizations and individuals and leaders and businesses that have come through this door in 4 years. It's a pretty cool roster, you know, at the end of the day.
At the same time, though, every time I brought people in here, they marvel at how technologically advanced we are.
Sure.
And you get the, I didn't know it was here.
Right. No, definitely.
So we still need to get a lot more word out.
We do. Although we're getting, you know, thousands of folks that listen on a monthly basis, you know, that listen to us, whether it's live now, and thank you, the listeners who are listening, or you that download, you know, the podcasts, which are another cool component and another business tool that folks can take and market and promote themselves. Thank you. You know, really, without the listeners, we'd be talking to each other on a set of microphones here and, you know, the 35 to 40 hosts, and we've had some hosts come and go over the years. We thank them for their contributions and really especially thank the hosts that have been with us from the very beginning, like yourself, that have dedicated countless hours to your preparation of your shows, to, you know, the sharing of your shows. And again, Chris, for all that you've done, so much behind the scenes. You talk about this technology that has resided, you know, really on your back and the fruits of your work, because you have done so much to help us with that technology implement that.
It's been fun. The problems come up, and we come up with solutions, and a lot of the new hosts come on and marvel at how quickly they can get up to speed and put together a show.
Sure.
So that's the aim of it. So,
I've heard rumors that in 2016, maybe the president's show is coming back.
Really? Yeah. All right. We're going to take it out of mothballs.
We'll take you out. I mean, it was a great – I think I had about 3 years, and this last year and a half, I have not had the show. Is it about a year and a half?
Yeah, you've been busy.
Yeah,
and so then we voted you off.
We did. So I was voted off the island, but my ego has healed, and we'll see about bringing back the Chamber Radio Show. But it really is exciting, and we want to keep expanding, you know, the opportunities of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I think about all the remotes and broadcasts that we've done over the last few years, but we distinctly want to keep spreading the word. And I put the challenge out to all of our listeners to help us spread the word, you know, and invite folks to listen, invite folks to like us on Facebook, really help us, because, you know, it's with your support that this station can continue and be a great service to our community and communities here in Hunterdon County. It really is exciting.
You know, I go back to, I'm looking for his name. It's missing. We had the gentleman on who runs Hunterdon County Weather.
Okay.
And I apologize. I can't, it's slipping my mind. I crossed the 50 mark and I can't keep track of it anymore. One of the things that he said to me that was very poignant was, and the reason he started Hunterdon County Weather was because they would do the weather and the weather people would always stand over the top of Hunterdon County.
Okay.
And you'd never be able to see it. That's what frustrated him. I take that to heart with what we try and do here. You hear NJ 101.5, you hear a bunch of the other stations, and Hunterdon County is not even mentioned in most cases. The Democrat and NJ.com provides a venue for us to kind of get our information. I extract a lot of information from that for my show.
Right.
But it's nice to have everything focused and packaged in a Hunterdon County little ball, so that anybody who wants to learn about our county or be in touch with our county, even if they're residents and businesses, can do that. And that's
Brian. I don't remember
Brian. That's right, Brian
from Huntington.
So that's the cool part about it, and sure. And it goes hand in hand. So hopefully we've done that to this point. It's the people that have come on and the venues they've had and the high schools I've had and the middle schools I've had. Everybody walks out of here having fun, and they enjoy the fact that they can take a little piece of history when we give them that podcast and spread the word. That's the best part of it.
It's touching people, here in Huntington County, and it really is something that I think is slowly becoming part of the fabric of, right. of Huntington County, and we want to really grow the station. We want to get the word out even more. Download our app if you're listening.
That's
if
right.
you haven't done that, it's so easy to do at the Google Store or the iPhone Store.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we're excited. And come out and meet Big C. He'll be at the 27th Annual Business Expo.
Yep.
So put a plug out for that. That's coming up on Thursday, November 5th. So you'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 7 that day. So
yep.
we're excited to...
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of our hosts doing individual shows during that time. So
excellent.
I'll be engineering it and...
Excellent.
If you want to come and chat with them and get on the show,
yeah, or
promote
give us a
your business.
Give us a call. You want some? Give us some information, even about some feedback on the station. Call
sure.
the chamber and or if you'd love to get involved and host a show, we'd love that too. Or come on
Excellent.
A show as a guest. We invite that, and the doors are wide open.
Excellent.
Thank you again,
Perez. Thank you so
Congratulations,
much.
Congratulations, Big C.
Go and grab another piece of cake. I'll be back later.
I'm eating it. You better come down. It's going to be gone.
All right. Thank you. That's the Prez, Chris Phelan. And come on down. Hey, we might have him back on Studio Live in the near future. Tune in to Huntington. It is 9:15. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to get Sue Ann Sasha Harden on from Holistic Around Huntington. She'll be on in just a few minutes. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Huntington County. The 27th Annual Huntington County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Huntington Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingtonchamber.org.
Good evening. This is Dr. Black. Pal Eagle, we want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at theredmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Alright, that's the intro music to Holistic Around Hunterdon and Sue Ann Susha Harden, who's on the phone with me. Good morning, Sue Ann. How are you?
Good morning, Chris, and happy 1,000th show.
Thank
and
you.
Happy 4-year anniversary on the air.
Thank you.
Amazing accomplishment.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being the anchor person on Thursdays, and we were just chatting. We were at the meeting yesterday, and it was fun to have that interplay that I talk about you in the morning and you talk about me in the evening. And that's the way it's all supposed to work, right?
Yeah, no, it really is great. It's a lot of beautiful flow and continuity between the shows. And,
yep.
Yeah, it's always an honor to kind of just remind people about what great work you do. 2 hours every morning, 5 days a week, every week, whether it's good weather or bad. You know, you're remote or you're there, and you're bringing us all this news and information and insight into the beautiful Hunterdon County area that we live in.
Well,
so, you do an amazing gift and work to the community.
Thank you. It's fun. It's on my bucket list. I didn't get to talk about this with the prez. We cut off early, but this became an option, and I said it's always been something I wanted to do, and it's been more fun than I even imagined. It's a lot of work.
Well, you can tell because you had a lot of fun doing the show. You know, and it's just, you know, you could see your talents come to the fore. You know, you're a very intelligent person. You bring a lot of intelligence and wisdom to the conversation, and some of the topics are thought-provoking about, you know, the way we're living and the issues we face here in Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
And you always, you know, do a lot of great research. So I tell everybody about it. I say, you know, if you're listening to New York and Philadelphia news, you're missing the boat. We've got a great news show here every weekday morning in Hunterdon County, and
you'll
find out what's going on maybe in the rest of those places if it's big time and relevant. But, you know, you need to know what's going on in your backyard.
And we were just talking about that with Chris, that New York and Philadelphia and even NJ 101.5, who's down in the Trenton, Camden area, they don't step on us, but they shadow us by such a significant amount that Hunterdon County does not get mentioned in any particular conversation.
It's almost like they step over us.
Yeah,
and go, you know, a little east, a little south.
Right.
What's going on?
We don't really know where we belong in New Jersey. So, you know, hey, pick it up and let's do it ourselves. And that's the fun part.
Create our own little metro market right
there.
Hunterdon County.
There you go. We got them. Now here's the part I love, and this is I think the best part of when I talk to people about our radio station, is I do the typical thing in the morning, but what happens also is that we have so many other different folks that are doing their show topics, specifically yours, which is it's a different subject matter. It's a different clientele. It's a new. It's innovative. It all works, though. That's the part that's really fascinating about what we deliver here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So just give me your perspective of how, because I know you were from a corporate background in the past, and you're doing your fifth dimension healing energy now. How did you realize that your subject matter would fit in an eclectic mix like that and get a voice?
Well, it's a very interesting story, and it really has a lot to do with the power of networking and the chamber itself. I attended, I guess it was now, 3 years ago, the chamber annual dinner dance with my husband, and we were there, and at the time, the gentleman running the station was up there talking about it. They were doing a President's Award, you know, just all the great things the chamber does, and the radio came up and was mentioned for, you know, first year and efforts, and I literally turned to my husband and I said, oh, I have to do a show called Holistic Hunterdon. It just came to me in the moment because I was listening about all the different kinds of programs and topics that, you know, were being mentioned. And I said, and it was just the time I had been, you know, left my corporate career, was forming Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. And I said, there's another way to get, you know, my message out there, and there's another way to bring a voice to this part of the community, the holistic, alternative, complementary space that we have here. And so I really feel like that, you know, it just came to me in the moment, and, you know, here we are 3 years later, and I'm so honored to hold the space for the holistic practitioners and the alternative, complementary, you know, services we have available. It's nice to sort of be the voice of and be, you know, holding space for people to come and share their voice for what they do.
Right.
You know, we've covered so many different modalities, what you would call mainstream holistic and even more, you know, less than mainstream holistic. But, you know, things that we feel are important for people to know are out there to tap into. Something will always resonate with somebody, you know, on whatever level they need. But it's just been a real honor to do it. And, you know, we've had a lot of regular guests on, contributors, people who are very deep in their work and very broad. And we have some people, you know, who are very niche. We've had some people who are nationally and internationally known on the show for their work. And we like to focus, of course, on the local holistic practitioner community. You know, we're so fortunate here in Hunterdon County because we have a plethora, literally a concentration of people who do a lot of holistic alternative health-based. I mean, we're one of the healthiest counties, I think, in the state, if not, you know, the region in the country. But there are so many places in our country you have to travel, you know, miles and hours to go find, you know, even a holistic practitioner if your choice is not to follow traditional Western medicine. And we just have so much going on. We have the Integrative Medical Center, and we've got, you know, just huge pockets of practitioners in Flemington, Clinton, Lambertville, you know, up in Washington, all over the place, really. So we have a lot of choice in terms of how we handle our wellness and health here, and if we choose to do the more holistic, you know, healthy, balanced lifestyle, there are plenty of options and amazingly well-trained, you know, dedicated people in our area to offer those services. So.
Neat. Well, one of the things I also talk about your show specifically is that when I do my show, and there's certain things that I'm taking a risk on to learn or try from a technological point of view, one of the things that I didn't get to do, but you do, is that you are our first syndicated show. Your podcast appears on Sedona Talk Radio the following Friday, a week from today, with the show that you did yesterday, and we do that. We deliver that on a weekly basis. That's fascinating to me that we have you as a leader in that particular aspect, and it just goes to show you that our message not necessarily has to be delivered only to Hunterdon County, but can be delivered internationally. So that's
so
pretty
true,
cool.
Because really the programming, and this is because, you know, I have the vision for Holistic Around Hunterdon about what it kind of should be. And you know, for those who don't hear it on a regular basis, it's a feature interview-style show, usually one-on-one, sometimes a couple of people, but then we have a panel show once a month where we bring in three or four people, and we have a roundtable discussion on a particular healing or wellness topic, and those are very fun because we have a lot of, you know, interactive people, and a lot of good information gets shared. But those shows, because of the way they are feature interview, are very timeless, if you will, so they're great in the podcast format, you know, and they're very transferable to another station that has a similar programming lineup like Sedona Talk Radio does. They're very holistic, metaphysical, you know, more new age programming. But, you know, you've got some big name hitters up there. Guy Finley is one of the regular broadcasters on Sedona Talk Radio and, you know, well-known author. And you know, many other people like that. So our little holistic Around Hunterdon fits in nicely with that lineup on Sedona Talk Radio. And because of the arrangement I have, we've been able to even share some of their programming on Holistic Around Hunterdon, you know, in our lineup. When I see a topic that I think is really great and I want to bring it here, no point in reinventing the wheel. we just bring that content and programming here through Holistic Around Hunterdon.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure to work with you. You helped us with some of our work in the studio to help our newcomers and even our veterans get better at doing their programming. So I appreciate all that you did for us in that manner. Looking forward to our partnership to continue, and wish you the best of luck with being a trailblazer with Holistic Around Hunterdon.
Well, thank you so much, and again, congratulations. Phenomenal accomplishment.
Thank you.
And you are a gem here for Hunterdon County, so we'll keep getting the word out about Good Morning Hunterdon and all the work that you and the rest of the hosts do.
All right, and before we go, we got to give a shout-out to your husband, Bill, who also helps Hunterdon County. He's part of the RVCC. He does the Small Business Development Center. He's the director over there.
Yes, Bill Harden, regional director, Small Business Development Center down in Bridgewater, and part of Raritan Valley Community College's Small Business Development Center.
So
we're friends in the chamber on all fronts.
I know, and I've had Bill on my show a couple of times, and we are Leadership Hunterdon alumni, so it's amazing how tight our circle is, and
that's right. It's a big family.
And all the spokes go out to with a goal. And this is the part I just absolutely love about Hunterdon County. And I'm so sorry that I missed out for the first 11 years that I was here. There's the interest and the desire and the motivation of all these people to improve our county, and the motivation to do it is just phenomenal, just fascinating to watch.
Yeah, well, it's people improving their lives where they live.
That's
right.
Can't
get better than that.
All right. Thank you again, Sue Ann. Great show. And what's coming up on Holistic Ground Hunter in the rest of October?
Oh, yeah. Let me go through that real quick. Next week, we are talking about Divine Masculine, Divine Feminine, Christina Lynn Whitehead and Michael Zakowski, two amazing metaphysical healers and longtime practitioners. We'll talk about that. Our Healers Roundtable on October 15th is called Stand Tall and Watch Your Back. We'll be talking about supporting ourselves in all areas of our lives, from the physical to standing up for your boundaries and your life. Cheryl Karcher comes back on October 22nd with the Family Herbal First Aid Kit, wellness in your closet, so you've always got some good stuff on hand to help you through any life emergencies. And then we wrap up October with the Energy Leadership Index and Life Coaching with Marie Roberts. So it's another fun week, fun month on Holistic Ground Hunterdon.
Awesome. All right. Thank you again, Sue Ann. And I just got a text from you. You were helping me with my name that was missing, Brian Lauber. So that's cool,
County
too.
Weather guy. We love him.
Brian, thank you so much. Brian Lauber, thank you so much, man. It was an inspiration to have you on my show, and I got a huge boost out of trying to meet your desire on a weather, his on the weather front, mine on the news front, to try and bring the community closer together. So great stuff. So,
awesome.
Ann, appreciate it as always. Great work with Holistic Ground Hunterdon, and hey, we'll keep doing it until we
absolutely keep trucking along.
All right, great. Take care. Have a great time, Sue Ann Sasha Harden.
Thank you very much.
All right, she'll be on every Thursday at 5 to 6. You can download her podcast. She's there right after you hear Age of Aquarius, and it's a great, informative, and innovative show. And like I said, she's a trailblazer. She's our syndicated show, and love to have more of those. If you have a show that's out there that you would like to have on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, give us a call. If you want to create a show that you want to go broadcasting out somewhere else, give us a call. We are way into being innovators here at HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm going to take another quick break, and we'll be back right after the news and weather with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The father of the man suspected of carrying out a mass shooting at an Oregon community college says he's as shocked as anyone. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with reporters last night.
Any questions right now? I don't want to answer any questions right now.
Obviously, it's been a devastating day.
Mercer's son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at Umpqua Community College yesterday morning. The heavily armed man died in a shootout with police outside a classroom at the college in Roseburg, Oregon, about 3 hours south of Portland. The Pentagon says the U.S.-led coalition will keep up airstrikes with ISIS targets in Syria. Russia muddied the waters this week with its own airstrikes in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says U.S. commanders are doing all they can to communicate with Russia to avoid mid-air collisions. The Cleveland Cavaliers are making sports history as the first team to show practice live around the world on Facebook. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a major recall of bicycles because of a crash hazard. Correspondent Larry Olson reports.
The recall involves more than 1.3 million bikes made by 13 companies covering 17 different bike brands and model years 1998 through 2015. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bikes have quick-release levers on the front wheel that could potentially cause the wheel to stop or fly off if it comes in contact with the front disc brake rotor. The bike costs anywhere from $200 to $10,000. They're sold under various brand names, including Fuji, Giant, Haro, and Diamondback. I'm Larry Olson.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. RD-180 ignition and liftoff.
The 100th rocket in the Boeing-Lockheed joint venture is on its way. United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket lifted off from Cape Canaveral Air Station in Florida a little after 6 Eastern Time, carrying a Mexican government communications satellite into orbit. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Several states are taking emergency precautions ahead of Hurricane Joaquin. National correspondent and USA's Joe Gomez has more.
Joaquin is now a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says his state is already dealing with flooding from a separate storm, but wants to be ready for what may come.
We are going to see flooding throughout the Commonwealth over the next 36 hours. We already have flooding in the Commonwealth. We are monitoring the situation, preparing for landfall, the potential here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have mobilized the National Guard.
The White House is keeping a close eye on the hurricane.
The president received an update today from his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, about the forecast for Hurricane Joaquin.
Presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest says FEMA is ready for what's around the corner. I'm Joe Gomez.
A founding member of the conservative caucus that was mounting a challenge to the Speaker of the House isn't sure who he'll back for the job.
The important question is, will things change? Will they change for the better, or we simply replace Mr. Boehner with somebody else who will do the same thing?
On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Mick Mulvaney acknowledged current Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy seems the odds-on favorite to succeed Speaker John Boehner. However, the South Carolina Republican said it remains to be seen if that will be any improvement in the eyes of the House Freedom Caucus.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Kevin has the inside track for the position being our leader.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It is 9:36, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 49 degrees in Flemington. The word of the day is rain. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining tomorrow. We have some gusty winds. We're going to be gusting up to 40 miles per hour today, but the winds will be 15 to 25 miles an hour and rainfall near a half an inch. So please realize that you are going to have some localized flooding today and tonight. The low is 46 tonight. Again, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Rainfall around another half an inch. Rain showers in the morning tomorrow, then cloudy with windy in the afternoon, a high of 55, chance of rain 80%. Rain winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Sunday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 64. On Monday, mainly sunny and 69. Sunny and Tuesday, a few clouds, 71. And sunshine and some clouds, 73. On Wednesday, the 7th. Temperatures in our area, 48 in the county complex, 51 in Hillsboro, 49 in Ringo's, 47 in Lambertville, 52 up in Pittstown, 51 in Highbridge, 50 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. And that's the theme song of my man, Gary Malgieri, the Food Scout. The Hunterdon County Food Scout is here, and I also got Laura Cummins in the wings here. We're going to talk to Laura because Laura,
likes food.
Well, she loves food, and but she loves some of that really healthy food, too. So, but Laura is here, and I want to thank her because when you do 4 years of shows, you need somebody behind the scenes to kick you in the pants. And Laura's the person who does that for me because, you get tired, you get worn down, and then you got the invigoration and the energy of Laura. And all of a sudden, I go back home and I'm ready to start again. So thank you, Laura.
Thank you. It was very sweet
She's
of you.
She's awesome. She's awesome. What an organizational machine. And then, Gary, you've started. When did the Food Scout start? It was early this year, right?
I actually, before I came here, I looked. My next show will be my 25th show.
All right.
I start at the end of January. And as I said, next week will be my 25th show, my silver anniversary.
Okay.
Is that 25 silver?
That is.
Okay.
It is. 25 is silver. So, yeah, 25 shows. You got a little time to get to where I'm at. Not that I'm. But the beauty of it is that we constantly have new blood, new people coming in with new ideas. But your show, and I've talked about it numerous times, is it's a perfect mix of what people want in Hunterdon County. It's talking about our restaurants and our food sources, and people want to learn about new restaurants. And so you're always afforded an opportunity to talk to new and interesting folks.
Yeah, the county scene with restaurants, it's constantly changing.
Sure.
Because, I have a website, the HuntertonFoodScout.com, mm-hmm. and it's going to be populated with every place to eat in the county. And when I originally started it, I started it August of last year, and I finally have them just about all populated now, and it's amazing. There's probably about 25, 30 that were sort of there last year that are not there this year,
yeah.
But different restaurants have come into those same locations with different
sure.
names,
sure.
and then others have popped up, and it's just a constant change. And, my directory is not going to be like Yelp or Urban Spoon or this and that, where half the stuff is closed down, or,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be updated Correct. Constantly. I'm going to have a Facebook page where I'm going to have scouts out there telling me what's opening. I know it's opening up and around the Flemington area.
So you have a little group there.
That's my goal.
A spy network.
I'm going to have a Facebook page of my old scouts.
All right.
Because I can't, I drive around Flemington. Wow, that's a new place. I just mentioned to Laura. There's a new restaurant right walking distance from here
right.
that she didn't know about. But I don't know anything that's going on in Califon or Clinton or
sure.
White House. So the goal is to keep everything yeah. updated and fresh.
Cool.
With coupons and giving away gift certificates. I got.
So you're going to kind of have what TMZ does as far as they have people all throughout the United States and abroad calling in with, the tips. So now you're going to have people throughout Hunterdon County sharing the restaurant. Yeah, tips, I mean, what's new?
I mean, you think of it. I'm on all these Hunterdon County sites, Flemington related sites, and everybody's, you know, they're always mentioning about, you know, this place, is this place open? Oh, I see there's a sign on the door. Are they opening? Or are they closed? Are they renovating? I mean, so it's going to be all stuff like that. And, you know, it's not going to be reviews. I mean, it's not, oh, I like this. That's not happening. But, you know.
When you go into these places, are the people, like, you're visiting, do they know who you are?
I haven't visited yet.
Incognito.
It's funny. Just last night, I finally.
Do you go in with a trench coat?
Actually, I do have a Hunterdon Food Scout shirts now. I don't have a.
Do you have your binoculars too?
Yeah. I'm going to have to probably get a pair to put them around my neck.
You do need them. You do.
But just last night, I finally got all the restaurants by their town, so I could break down. Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to. I could go to Lambertville one day. I could go to, you know, North Hunterdon, you know, from Califon, Hampton, Highbury. So I'm sort of. I'm waiting for some nice weather again. I blew the last couple of weeks were like so gorgeous. It's like glorious days to be driving around, but now it's like you don't even want to step out of your car. So I'm waiting for the next stretch of
next week. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll be.
Need some rain. Tell me, we're making reference to the logo that you came up with, which is Hunterdon Food Scout. Where did that idea come from? Because it's very intriguing.
Yes, it is.
It's very intriguing. It generates interest right off the bat.
Well, probably about a year and a half ago, I just Googled. I was trying to figure out, you know, I don't know if I put dog with binoculars, dog. I mean, I was trying to remember how I Google searched. Mm. I just searched and searched around for something. I don't know if it was, I looked for an animals or a dog, but it was just, I came to the site. It was actually an artist. The guy's in Australia. So I actually purchased this picture. Mm. So you could claim the picture, you know, with rights. So I purchased, like, you know, four different sizes of this logo. Mm. And the thing is that he's got so many others that I've sort of have, like, in reserve. Like, he's got ones with, like, you know, all different, you know, signs or some, you know, holidays and things like that. So there's a ton of pictures with this. He calls his dog Sparky, but because of the Somerset Patriots, I haven't really named the dog yet, but I'm not naming it Sparky.
There's
a
contest right there.
I was just going to
say.
Yeah,
that contest right there.
That's something down the line. You know, it could be Hunter. You know, Hunter's a Hunter.
Oh, see.
Hunterdon County and Hunter, because you're hunting for food. So
that's a good idea.
I
like that one.
That's a good one. But yeah, it was basically a.
You know what you could do, too? You could have some stuffed animals made and sell them, and then whatever money you make off of it, the money goes to the local food pantries.
Well, I got ideas up the wazoo.
See that? I got Laura here. She's on a mission already. Unbelievable.
But no, my goal is to give back to the food pantries, any restaurants or food places that, you know, participate, you know, if they upgrade and, you know, they want to be a featured restaurant on the site or
add
coupons.
That's so important, too, because I know usually people give during the holiday season, but most food pantries, they really need that support year-round.
Well, that was my goal was, you know, unfortunately, it's coming around the holidays, that one. I'm going to really get started with this, but it's going to be a year-round.
I did an article not too long ago before summer vacation, and we realized that a lot of the kids that get lunch and breakfast at school get it when they're not in school.
Yeah.
And so there's a big need during the summer as well that people don't even realize. So it's a tough one. One of the other things that I talk with Al War about all the time, and I've talked about it a little bit just a few minutes ago, restaurants in particular, the opportunity for them to succeed is a 50-50 chance in 2 years.
Correct.
And a 5% chance in 5 years.
Yes.
So that's the reason there's unfortunately so much turnover in the restaurant biz. Hey, folks, the restaurant biz, we got a guy here who will interview you. He will showcase your restaurant on the radio. It can be something you put on your website. So there needs to be a connection both ways. You need to call them, but they also need to find you.
Yeah, that's my goal. Hopefully it's going to come to the point where I'll be getting hopefully phone calls of people want to come on the show.
Yep.
And, you know, right now I'm still reaching out. you know, as I said, I'm still in the infancy.
Sure.
But
it's interesting though about, you know, just food restaurants. If you think about our local area, like think about some places where a dish or a dessert really stands out. Like you go to their restaurant and you're like, wow, like that was the best dish or that was the best dessert I've ever had, you know? And I know a couple of weeks ago we were in Lambertville and there is an Italian deli down there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And it's towards the end of town.
Valparaiso's?
No, it's right off
the other end of town.
It's right off of Bridge. It is right next to Wells Fargo. Like if you park in the Wells Fargo parking lot, there's that strip of stores right behind the bank. That Italian deli is right there. And the family, part of the family's from North Jersey. The other part is from Philadelphia. So you have a nice little
fusion right there. You know, it's funny. I probably just added them to the site last week, but I can't remember all places. Lambertville's got, you know, besides Flemington, Lambertville's probably got the most.
You have to go down there and try one of their sandwiches. First of all, their rolls are unreal. They're just delicious. And then the way they make the sandwich, and the gentleman who owns the shop said they're very well known for their meatball sandwiches.
Oh.
And so Amanda, who was our intern during the summer, she's like, oh, really? You're known for your meatball sandwiches? I'll let you know. So you know Amanda. So she ended up ordering the meatball sandwich, and she could not put it down. She ate the whole entire thing.
I'll have to make note.
And all she right. ended up having a food coma. It was so funny.
Well, no one made better meatballs than my mom. So.
Well, you have to go. You That's have to go one, to their man. Deli, and you have to try their meatball sandwich. So again, like, you know, in the county, where could you really go for the best, like the best burger, or, you know. I don't know.
Well, that's why that
best,
you know,
donuts,
the 100 in happenings list last year was so South 100 in concentrated with all the nominees.
Sure.
Well, that's where they're based.
So that's my goal next year is to get, you know, by the time the voting starts, to get, you know, hopefully by that time my Twitter, everything's going to be up, and you got to start nominating places besides, you know, Lambertville and, you know.
Well, there's some hidden gems throughout the whole entire county, and you're the scout, so you
that's the goal.
You have to start sniffing out those places.
Yeah, you go into places, you feel, why this place is so great. You feel bad. They don't promote themselves right. It's amazing how many places, they don't have websites or their Facebook pages. They're just, you know, dormant.
You have to create excitement.
A little bit could go so far.
This is what Al and I talk about all the time. These people open up their restaurant expecting people to just burst through the door. It doesn't happen.
Just like on Seinfeld with
Babu. No, it doesn't happen. And you can set up your shop. You can open your kitchen. You can come up with your menu, but you still need help trying to figure out how to get it out there.
You need constant people. Even the most successful place, you know, I have a couple of restaurants that are my clients. I mean, they've been around for 20, 25 years, and, you know, they still, you know, I want to do Facebook advertising. I want to do more on Facebook. You know, both of them. I'm starting to do Facebook advertising for two of my clients, and they're probably two of the, you know, longest running places in town here.
Awesome.
So it's just like, you know, you can't just post a picture on Facebook and expect people to come.
So out of your 25 shows, Gary, what's the one that stands out the most for you? What was the one that the most fun?
The most fun.
Most fun, most interesting,
most
bizarre.
One of the early ones was a lot of fun when I had Nicole from the Clean Play Kitchen on. It was I know she's been on the show plenty of times, but she was on other shows. It was just.
She's sharp. I like
her. It was sort of like, you know, it wasn't like it sounded like I was just talking to a girl at a bar, just trying to, you know, hanging out.
And that's the way it's supposed to
be. It was like, wow, it was very casual.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed
to
be.
But I, you know, there's a lot of, as I said, I'm trying to.
She's very easy to talk to.
Yeah.
She's very easygoing, very down to earth. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that probably, but there's been, you know, after the show, when I go home, it's like, wow, that was a fun show. I mean, as I said, I'm trying to get off the paper. I've been over prepared, and I just want to sort of have more conversations.
Well, what did you talk about with Nicole? Like, what were some of the things?
Well, she had just started her. Well, the things that were the names of her dishes. They were all plays on words from like TV shows and movies.
Really?
So that was always
I didn't know that. That's really wild.
Yeah. So that's
They had a great write-up in the New York Times a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
We actually posted it to our social media pages here at the Chamber.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's. But yeah, that was.
That was a nice little positioning for them.
Yeah. But there's been, you know, a lot of the. I enjoy promoting a lot of the events that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know the soup kitchen, you know the soup, the Rotary soup cook-off.
Oh, and, I love that.
And then
I've never been to that.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Is it really?
It is. It's
when
a lot
is
of
it? When is it?
February.
That was like February. The first year I went. So I feel obligated. I interview a lot of these people. Then I want to go. Like that was the first year I went to that.
Yeah.
I would have like then I had the you know the Lambertville food
truck. What did
you
enjoy the most at the last one? What soup did you really enjoy?
The soupy the T-berries, the cheeseburger. It was like a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh man.
Soup.
Are you kidding me? That's
yeah, there's
amazing.
There's some they have gumbo there.
They finished second.
Do you remember who won?